Youth for Atamil Foundation is appealing to the youth wing of the NPP to allow the rule of law to work without allowing themselves to be used by politicians for want of power. A statement signed by the national chairman of the foundation, Neil Brooke, calls on the NPP to become without engaging in acts that are likely to mar the country's democratic gains. The statement also congratulates the people of Ghana on conducting themselves peacefully during the elections and congratulates President-elect John Dramani Mahama, stating that his election is an endorsement of late President John Evans Atta-Mills' policy of a better Ghana agenda. Spokesperson for the foundation, Nana Akwaku, spoke to Radio Ghana.
Congratulate His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama on his election as President of the Republic of Ghana, and also wish him all the best in the next 4 years. Leaving what he stands for, that he will champion the cause with the late Professor John Evans Atta-Mills stood for a better Ghana. We also want to use the opportunity to appeal to our brothers and sisters in the NPP, especially the youth wing, to allow peace to reign and allow the rule of law to work. Today, while they are on the streets struggling and fighting, and those people and their children are in there, in as much as they believe in the cause, their children are sitting in the comfort of their house and their children are not on the street. I want to also advise them to be very calm, because politics is not supposed to be violent. We say so because, and you know very well that the spokesperson of the president, the current president, Abu Jinapo, has his brother been an aide of Nanadu. You have Kojo Chumbuafo having his brother to be Kofi Chumbuafo. And you have the like of Safumafo's brother also been in the NDC. And that these people are not fighting, and that they want the rule of law to work. So we are also cautioning them to allow the rule of law to work. And that's the peace which we enjoy today. It's very expensive and we don't have to joke with, and that it is unnecessary to engage in any violent activities which is likely to disturb the peace of this country.
Nana Akwaku is a spokesperson for Youth for Atta-Mill.
The statesman, Dr. Obed Asamoa, says Ghana's democratic credentials are taller than attacks on journalists and innocent Ghanaians just because of election contest. Dr. Samwa told Radio Ghana that there are procedures in resolving election disputes. The opposition should therefore learn from the American experience and go to court. Dr. Samwa spoke with George Ankara.
Electoral laws and the Constitution provide procedures for dealing with any issues. I believe that people must go by the law. There's always some kind of argument. Election results. I mean, you remember even in the United States, when Al Gore was there with Bush, the U.S. Supreme Court to resolve the issues. In the United States, they have had several centuries of practicing democracy and applying their laws. So everybody relied on the Supreme Court to resolve the issue, which is what they did. So, if there is a similar situation here, and the MPP want to go to court, I think that we have the right to do so. And I think we should allow the Supreme Court to decide the issue without any pressure or threats or anything of that nature.
But Mr. Asamoa, the supporters are attacking media men, and some people are being killed, and the leadership is not coming out to say anything.
I know, that is unfortunate. I've seen some reports in some of the press about some elements being killed. It's unfortunate, but these are isolated incidents. By and large, most people in the country have gone about the election peacefully and are prepared to abide by the results. So I think that while it is unfortunate that there have been some of these incidents, I think we should congratulate ourselves on the growing culture of democracy. I think it's unfortunate that pressmen are being attacked. It doesn't make much sense. And sometimes some of those who are attacked, those press houses are not really against the political parties that whose members are attacking them. So I think it's just, you know, it's one of those things. But I think that the DJA has come out very strongly, and I think that that's the way forward. And I think if the police and other security agencies can vigorously investigate these cases, then the individuals concerned must face the full rigors of the law. And that probably would be the deterrent that we need to see.
Dr. Obeda Samoa is a statesman.